thank you very much. As this is loading up, I want to take the opportunity to thank my colleagues. I'm actually presenting on behalf of the presenter that is listed in the program, Sonia Wang, and also the China Diabetes Education Program with Project Hope. Sonia was unable to come and present this presentation, so I'm doing that on her behalf. I'm going to be talking about the pressing needs of diabetes, specifically in China, and looking at a decade of partnership between the government and Project Hope. I have no relationships or conflicts of interest to disclose. Diabetes in China, there's actually 30 million cases of type 2 diabetes living in China. 15 million of those are diagnosed. Only 4.1 million of the patients are treated with oral antidiabetics currently. And we have an additional 30 million that are impaired glucose tolerance. Quite a high number. You can see the prevalence group in the age groups that I've listed there. In 2008, it's a 7.7% between the age group of 20 and 74. Since 1981, diabetes in China has increased sevenfold. It is the second in number of diabetes patients in the world, second to India. Project Hope actually does have a very similar program in India as we do in China. You can see 39.8 million people in China have diabetes, and it's expected to go to 50 million within the next 20 years. Some of the partnerships with Project Hope for this particular program, the sponsors are Eli Lilly, BD, and Roche Diagnostics. We have technical support from 23 technical advisors across international and national borders. That is the Syntag Group. It's support from the healthcare sectors and associations. We have the Chinese Medical Association, the Chinese Medical Doctor Association, and the Nursing Association. Support from the Ministry of Health, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in China, as well as the Bureau of Health. And we also have collaborations across 10 different medical universities and hospitals and other institutes. It's truly an integrative and innovative partnership. This is a timeline of our education program. It began in 1998. The first program was from 1998 to 2003. It was a five-year funding cycle. The goal of this program was to improve quality of diabetes care in China by actually training professional teams and raising public awareness. We did receive an additional two-year extension to the program. The goal was to ensure sustainability of the program by optimizing the existing network and resources. And a second extension in 2007 to bring diabetes care down to the second level to the community. So for the first project, the goal is really to improve the quality of diabetes care in China by training a professional team and raising public awareness. This was the original grant. Our program sites, as you can see, listed the 10 training of the trainers centers. These 10 centers were identified in China, and we were going to provide training to the community care providers, as we call them. The training methodology is a training of trainers program. It includes lectures, case studies, group discussion, as well as practice. One of the key points of this type of course is the role-playing and actually the clinical demonstrations. We have question and answer sessions as well as doing rounds in the wards. This program actually does give continuous medical education accreditation as well. The first extension to this program, the goal, the focus was really on raising awareness of diabetes care and support and building sustainability of the model, of the shared care model, to the policy level. This was the program from 2003 to 2005. And the goal was to provide evidence-based diabetes information to the Ministry of Health, to policymakers and partners on diabetes on the diabetes situation in China. So we started out with this one really going to the policy level, focusing at the Ministry of Health and really trying to raise awareness about diabetes in China. The second extension went down to the community. It was to bring diabetes care and education to the community level. This is the program extension that we're currently in, and the goal is to develop a practical and replicable community diabetes care model in China. Currently, under the second extension of our program, one of the ways that we're looking into it is actually doing an outcome study. We have two different hospitals that are participating currently, the People's Hospital and Peking University, as well as Shanghai Hospital. We have the community health care centers in both of these hospitals, an intervention group as well as a control group, roughly around the same sample size in each of those. Through this study, we are seeing we have the intervention and the control. The health education is the intervention as well as the control group, which is just the standard care. And we're seeing some really great results from the study. Some of the key elements in the shared care model that the program is surrounding, it's really three approach. The patient-centered approach, this is where the patients are really informed and empowered. Then you also have the working together aspect, where it's really the specialists, the primary care providers, as well as the patients and families all working together. This is a new approach in China, as they have discovered that the patients really come in and seek the doctor's advice. There is no really communication. It's just physician tells the patient what to do. So part of this program is really empowering the patient and empowering them to have the education and the knowledge to ask the right questions and to know what to look for and what to move forward on. And then the third key element is the supportive system. There's really a favorable environment for this program, and the shared care guidelines are very widely accepted and also distributed. Achievements to date, over the course of the decade, we have 452 community care providers trained at model sites, 3,000 people trained in diabetes. Midterm evaluation has been conducted, and there is a project newsletter, and the World Diabetes Day event has been completed this past year. The CINTAG meeting as well, this is the technical advisor meeting, has been held. The achievements as far as the project is concerned, you can see from the Beijing and the Shanghai, we have quite a number in Shanghai of patient education sessions that have been conducted, roughly 2,200. We have 389 community care providers trained. And then you can see the baseline survey. This is talking about the outcome study, the intervention group, as well as the control group. Now, as far as the overall program achievements, we have produced in the past 10 years a large number of training education materials, everything from the community level up to the provider level. We also have this shared care community diabetes care model that is being implemented. And most importantly, we have been recognized by the program has been recognized by the Ministry of Health in China and endorsed. Here, just a few of the training educational materials. I wish that I would have been able to have some of these to distribute. But you can see everything from the Combat Diabetes to the Diabetes ABC. This starts at the community level, both at the pediatric, going all the way up to adults. You have the intensive education series, the diabetes prevention posters, all the way through to the diabetes shared care guidelines. The results of these three programs that I've described, the first one and the two extensions, has actually been, Project Hope has been awarded through the ministry's support a national expansion of the program. The goal of this program is actually to collaborate with the government's agenda to improve the access and quality of diabetes care in both the rural and urban areas and communities. The success of the program has been shown, and the government is now heavily involved in wanting to be a part of it. Some of the objectives of the program are to improve primary care providers' knowledge of diabetes, including diagnosis and treatment and patient education skills, enhancing the team-based patient approach, which is a key element in this type of care model, and then further raising public awareness of diabetes and the importance of early diagnosis and timely treatment. The fourth objective is very interesting. It's actually to establish a national diabetes network and a computerized diabetes database. So this is kind of the culminating experience for us at Project Hope, is that the ministry, the government, has all recognized the success of these programs over the past 10 years and has again decided to take it to a national expansion level. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.